Intellectually Petty Radio. Shout out to you. Shout out to your family, man. Hopefully things are going well. And if you're having a shitty day, hopefully we can make it better. And if you're having a good day, let's make that shit great. You already know, man, from goons to gods, we welcome everyone. We only have one rule, and that's be respectful. We should be live streaming now. We, as usual, had a couple of little hiccups. And so let me just go ahead. Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah. It says that we are live. Let's go ahead and check. All right. My bad for that. If you heard that little echo, that just means that we are definitely live. And, you know, I'm not supposed to do dead air or whatever, but when you got to do everything yourself, you got to do everything yourself. Tonight should be a dope show, too, man. We got hip hop on deck. We've done a lot of shows over the years. We ain't done enough just strictly on the upcoming hip hop, the next wave. We definitely have interviewed some legends such as Razzcast, such as Pete Rock, such as Daddy-O, Stetsasonic. And the list goes on. And right now we have the future super producer Configure in the building. And we're going to get him in on the Zoom meeting. And he is all the way from the UK. So shout out to him for that. That's dope. Rocking the Wu-Tang lid. That's even doper. And this cat right here, man, has got a resume, man. I'm telling you, this guy is the next guy. Y'all may not want to hear that shit, but I'm telling you, this guy is the next guy. What's going on with you, bro?
What's up, bro? How you doing?
Oh, man, I woke up, man. That's always a beautiful thing. What's it like over there in the UK? Is it rainy?
It's rainy. It's always rainy in the UK, man.
And the crazy part, man, it's been raining here for like a week straight.
Really? For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whereabouts are you based?
Say that again.
Whereabouts are you based?
I live in Cleveland, Ohio.
Ohio. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. And I'm trying to my fucking Facebook has just been going bazonk on me since I updated my phone and shit. It's just been
tripping. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to update the live the name on the live stream. So my apologies. I have to do that. That's a little all good. Later. But let the people know where you're from, man, and what you do.
Well, I'm Configure from the UK, as you said. Producer, beat maker, whatever you want to call it. Been in this game for a long time now. It appears that I'm slowly getting my roses. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting there.
I don't know, man. You got like a million streams on Spotify alone already
this year? Mm-hmm.
this year?
Yes, just this year. It's 2020.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because we got like 20 streams, bro. So you're killing us on that one. And you got the new joint out with Arrested Development. Let's talk about that one. Matter of fact, let's go back a little bit to your first beat. Mm-hmm. How does and no disrespect and before we even get started, let me tell you, like I reached out to him like, yeah, we want to interview you. He saw the name and was like, I love what you guys attract legend.
You guys are great buds.
But I'm a white guy. I don't know if you really want to fuck with me. And I'm like, dude, like if you're good enough for Arrested Development and Public Enemy, we'll fuck with you.
True, you know? True.
So let's get that out the way. How does a white guy from the UK end up fucking with PE and Arrested Development?
Good question. Very good question. Well, it all started off that when I was making music with a guy called Hostile. He's a guy from Queens, New York. We were doing our thing. We did like a couple of mixtapes and an album. And Chuck D heard it. And Chuck D was like, you know, bro, I love your music. Can I put you on? I was like, of course you can. So I got signed to Chuck D's label. I put out an album through Chuck D's label, Configuration Volume 1, in 2017. And Chuck D was on the album as well. It went really well. Dope. Yeah, and then from that point, Jahi, who's down with Chuck D, who's part of Enemy Radio, he was like, let's make an album. Let's make an EP. I was like, yeah, I'm down. And then that EP spawned into a fully fledged album. And we dropped that on everybody in March this year. And it went crazy. Did a lot better than we thought. And then Speech heard it because Speech is friends with Jahi. That's his one of his friends. And so Speech was like, yo, what's this? Like, who is this guy? Configure. Like, I've never heard of him. And so from that point, like, Speech reached out. Let's do a track. Like, of course, you're Speech. You're a legend. So I did a track with Speech, and that led to several more tracks, and then it led to the album, fundamentally. And Speech has said in interviews that I was maybe to the heartbeat of the album, because he'd never been back in that boom back direction for, well, certainly since not the first two albums. Like, they'd went on a different path, you know, more melodic, soulful type music, and that intervening, wow, 24-year period. And so I kind of brought them back to the roots of it all. So I took a white guy from the UK, as you said, to bring it back to the roots.
That's crazy. And I got my co-host. I just tagged my co-host in too.
Yeah.
Man. That's the plug right there, man. We got Configure in the building, man. All the way from the UK.
Indeed. No, it's not early. If I look a bit tired, it's because it's quite late here. But hours ahead.
What time is it there?
It's just after 11. It's actually not as bad as normal, because our clocks went forward earlier than you guys. So it's 4 hours right now, but usually it's 5.
Oh, wow. Okay. Shit. 11 o'clock, bro. I'm tapped out. I'm old. Like, this is late for me.
I'm not young, bro. How old are you?
I'm damn near 50 years old, man. I'm
Okay. Dead. All right. Okay. Drinking the right water.
Yeah, AARP on layaway.
Oh my God, man! They've been calling me lately too. AARP is like our old folks' group over here.
Right.
So.
Well, I'm 41, bro. I'm not young. So.
Okay. Right. And so
Now
you just get your sign.
I'll take that. But I've been in this game for long. I've been in this game 20 years.
Why not grind music?
We spoke about this a bit. Already.
I know, I'm a fucking fan of grime music. Like, matter of fact, it's two old cats over there, two old white dudes. I cannot remember their name, but I fuck with their music heavy.
Jeez.
And these dudes are like 70 years old. I'm dead ass, and this shit is just fire to me.
To me.
Oh, two
old guys
shouldn't
be making grime. Let alone two white old guys. They shouldn't be making grime. But that's just my opinion. I don't know. It's basically like the UK's version of trap in a way, where it's really endemic amongst the kids, you know? So like, how would two old white guys do trap music? That would seem weird, right?
You know, in the States. It's like,
it could be done. I think it could be done.
I claim boom bap because I've been doing boom bap for like 25 years. Like, and I've been following boom bap for I've been into this music for 30 years, so I grew up with it. But if you're some like old dude who's like, you know, jumping on the latest fad, that's a bit different to me. That means you're like a Johnny come lately.
But that's the difference with these two cats. It's not necessarily, it's like they're like old gangsters telling old gangster stories. It's kind of like if you watch like The Sopranos, an old guy in The Sopranos, or an old guy in an old mafia movie telling his story. Right. It's the same with
grind music.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw this shit, man.
I'm like, why am I even interested in this shit? I'm gonna have to look
at this, bro. I'm gonna have to judge it properly.
Yes, I'm gonna have to.
I feel like I'm being a bit judgmental. And I am, because I hate a lot of music. But yeah.
I just think it depends on the marketing. Like, think about it, right? Like, what if you had like a white guy who rapped about like white guy trap? You know what I'm saying?
What is white guy trap? What would that even be?
Typically, like, you know, stocks, bonds. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like
Bernie Madoff. I don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Talking that shit.
You can market that.
Maybe that's
the right
new
way,
genre. White guy trap.
Yeah.
Dude, I wouldn't be listening. Wow. Jeez.
All right. So
some people just need to know when they're old and just accept that's another generation. That's the kids that they do their thing. Much love to grind, much love to trap, but it's not, like Speech said, it's not our area of expertise. So we know we've got love for certain elements of it, but we didn't want to do that on this album. And I made sure we didn't do that on this album. We like, you know, I'm very bit militant when it comes to the organic roots of hip hop.
Which is fucking dope too, by the way.
Thanks, bro.
You know, and
hip hop's the only genre that's aged by it, bro.
Yeah. True.
It's you got a lifespan in hip hop. For some. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, for everybody. Everybody's got a lifespan in hip hop. Even the GOAT. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, the lifespans are getting longer.
Yeah, because, changing.
It's changing because you've got like people now, because the art form's getting older. You've got people who have been in this game for like 25 years, 30 years, 30-year vets, whereas we've never had that before because it wasn't old enough before. You know, like, right. And the likes of like Melly Mel and stuff like had like a 5-year run, but now these dudes are having like 25-year, Jay-Z, 25-year runs, 30-year, yeah. Even Eminem's on over 20 years, you know, like, and these dudes are still making hits, Nas. So yeah, the levels are getting longer, for sure.
Eminem's no longer making hits, but yeah, you got a good point.
Well,
he's still Eminem though.
I don't know. Did his last album do well? I don't know.
And I'm well, you know what? Like Eminem's gonna always probably go platinum because he's just got fans that have grown up with him.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go as far. It's hard to go platinum now. It's
really hard to go platinum now.
Yeah,
I didn't go platinum.
Well, you know what though? But they've switched the way that they identify whether you're platinum. It's not a physical copy now. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
So like Eminem puts out that he could literally put out a video saying the ABCs and probably get 50 million views.
Exactly. Yeah, it's getting crazy. Yeah.
You know,
Same as Drake.
Well, I mean, Drake is the GOAT, man. They don't want to give him the credit, man. Drake is the GOAT now.
Is Drake a GOAT? Is he a GOAT though?
No.
Whether you like him or hate him, the man has been on top of the game for a decade. How many other MCs can say that?
He doesn't write his own lyrics.
Who does?
He doesn't write his own lyrics.
Thank you.
We had this argument with everybody.
You hear this, man? This man is a genius.
The same.
This man is a genius. Thank you.
His ghostwriter is the GOAT.
Well, okay.
Tory Lanez is better than Drake, bro. Like, I ain't gonna hold you.
I cannot allow Tory Lanez to get any credit on this show. I don't want anybody slandering us.
Wow.
Shot old girl in the foot.
He's trigger happy, right?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. We don't know what happened. I'm sorry. Sorry, bro. I can't give you no love, man. So let me ask you this, Configure, man. What's next for you?
Well, bro, I can maybe announce a world premiere right now. It's an exciting time. Like, we've already started work on the next Arrested Development album. We're already sort of working on that already. So yeah, it's turned out good. It's turned out well. Early days, Early days.
That's dope.
Also, I've got my group AOR signed to my label, Apostles of Rhyme. So it's me, Fro Magnum Man, who was also on the AD album. Well, I got him on a track. Dear Donny Boy from Michigan. And Mike Audio from Michigan. And Fro Magnum's from New York.
You said from where?
Yeah, so I've signed these cards because they're in a competition of mine.
Did you say from Michigan? I'm sorry. Did you say from Michigan?
Yeah. I got two cards from Michigan on the label.
What part of Michigan? I'm from Detroit.
Bro, Donny Boy is from Detroit. Because he says that Eminem's not really Detroit, but if you're 8 Mile. He tells me about this stuff, and I don't really understand it. He goes, he's from 7 Mile or something. Is that more Detroit? I don't know.
He'd
explain it better than me.
That's where I was born and raised, on 7 Mile. So
7 Mile, yeah.
Like 8 Mile is like the border. On one side of 8 Mile is the suburbs, and the other side of 8 Mile is
the trailer parks. That's what he said. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen a trailer park inside of Detroit, but you know, that's just me.
Eminem is getting smoked on 8 Mile too.
On what? He lost the old boy that did the Elvis in his grave part.
He was getting smoked. He was getting smoked on 8 Mile, bro.
Like, yeah, well, you, old girl.
Did you realize that in the battles that Eminem did, Craig G wrote most of it?
Wow.
I did not know that.
Yeah, Craig G was behind the scenes on that, on the entire thing. That's writing the freestyles and stuff. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And old girl, you know, when they were at the factory and they had the freestyle outside, the chick rapping. She's actually from Detroit too. Miss Corona?
I think that's her name. She's nice.
Yeah. She's been doing her thing for a minute. Yeah. She's very dope. So when is your group dropping?
Well, we're making the video right now. Mm-hmm. Basically the EP is pretty much finished. I just need to mix and master it. Obviously, it's a laborious process, mixing and mastering. But we should be dropping either right at the end of this year or the start of next year.
So are you to the point where you're not working now? You're just eating off of music?
Pretty much.
That's got to be some good shit right there.
Yeah.
You didn't admit that's more recent. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so you done bought some shit now, huh?
I guess. But yeah. It's fundamentally, yeah. It's my main, if you want to call it, hustle. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's up.
Because I was in education before that.
Mm-hmm. So you're like a teacher?
Yeah, I was teaching. Yeah. I was teaching at university. I got a PhD. So I'm like, so when people say, for example, I'm Dr. Configa, but like that speech I'll mention again, he said that he thought was a marketing gimmick. I was like, nah, bro, it's like real. It's like, if you see on my Twitter, PhD, it's like,
I was going to ask you about that shit too. Like, I didn't think it was like for real. Like you making beats.
For real, for real. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, because I said in one interview that I did the other day, is that like some kind of Dr. Dre? Can I cuss on this?
Dr. Yeah, Dre. You can.
Fuckery, you know what I mean? Like, this is real deal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Real deal Holyfield, you know what I mean?
Dr. Dre is official, though. We've been calling him Dr. long enough.
He's the man. I'm not discrediting Dre. I'm discrediting his academic credentials. I'm discrediting that, not his beats. Although saying that, he had help with his beats, but that's another subject and another day, right?
We want to talk about ghostwriting.
Ghost producing.
Man, let's talk about that one because that's happening a lot.
Kanye gets help.
Who does it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at this point, it's almost like part of the game. Like you have to give away free shit to get to be the next person up.
Not a fan of that. Not whatsoever. I guess I come from, because I'm from the 90s. I remember the golden era the first time around. This is not some kind of like thing where I've just discovered it like later on and I'm like sort of on some kind of like nostalgia trip. It's kind of like the music I grew up with because I'm obviously old enough, but yeah, like from my era, and I hate to say that, is that everyone wrote their own rhymes, everyone produced their own beats, and if you copied people it was called biting, and that word seems to be extinct.
That's really not true though. Like
does biting still exist?
Biden has existed from day one.
But no one talks about it anymore.
They don't talk about it, but what was the first fucking hit? The first rap hit. Oh my God, I can't think of this shit.
Rapper's Delight.
Old boy stole his verse.
They followed me on Instagram, bro. They followed me on Instagram, actual Rapper's Delight. I'm like, that's bro, fucking this dope. Came full circle, man.
That's fucking dope. But old boy stole his verse.
Oh yeah, Big Bang Hank.
I mean,
he stole.
Something with
this is live, correct? Right? We could have edited this out.
We don't have that budget, bro. We just have to go with the shit. But as soon as we're done, I will remember who the fuck he stole it from because I seen dude tell the story.
Grandmaster Kaz.
That's him.
Thank God I remembered this interview because I'll be kicking myself.
Yes, that is exactly who he is. Yeah.
He just tours in New York. If you ever go to New York, he does tours around the old school spots in the Bronx, does 90s, all that kind of stuff.
The 90s was clearly the best era of hip hop, period. Like it's undisputed. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not up for debate.
It's not up for comparison.
So like, it was different then. Like, yo, and granted, like if you stole somebody's rhymes, then like you got put on blast for that.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that wasn't one of them things. So like, I get where you're coming from.
I would totally say the 90s was the best era for making music. The '80s, the late '80s, I say 85 to 90 was the best for performances.
Yeah, because you're talking about Kane, LL Cool J.
Yes.
Yeah, because Kane had epic performances. Yeah, oh my God. He came out in a bathtub in one of his performances. Like, no, who does that? Like,
I saw Hammer perform one time, and I was not a Hammer fan at that time. No. I'm telling you, this dude was fucking phenomenal.
The dude could dance his ass off.
Oh, and I watched a big ass show too.
I watched Hammer with my kids the other day, and they were like feeling it, and they're like 9 and 7 years old, and they're like, lit. They were feeling MC Hammer. You can't touch this. Yeah, they like the video. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Hammer was like Vanilla Ice as well, because <yeah. laughs> he was dancing it.
I saw LL when I was like 13.
Oh wow!
Like, I'm 36. You know what I'm saying? Like that's still the best show.
Yeah,
that's still the best show I ever seen. Like in my life, and I haven't been to like Mad Punk. Like, after
yeah, that. Definitely not like, legend. Legend.
Like, yeah, exactly.
I mean, since we're going back, yeah. Shout out to LL. I saw LL.
The Bells. Rock the Bells radio were being on there.
Oh, that's fucking dope too.
He's
man.
Dope, man. Shout out
LL. Oh my God, man. Come on, LL, hook us up, man. You know. but I saw LL, Run DMC, Houdini. Damn, who else was it in that particular concert?
That's dope.
I want to say the Beastie Boys.
Wow.
And man, you want to talk about the fuck, like this was in Detroit in the heyday of the crack era. You talk about the fucking fights. Oh my God.
I can imagine, bro. Brutal. Brutal, right?
Oh man. But that was probably the best hip hop show I'd been to. And for my 21st birthday, me and my cousin went to go see Snoop.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. At a club. Not at an arena, at a little bitty ass club.
Jeez. And that's,
oh my God.
What year was that? What year would that be then?
Jesus Christ, I'm 48 now. I don't know. Shit, I'd have to.
He blew up in 93, obviously. So I'm assuming it'd be before 93 when he got massive.
He was actually, let me do the math.
Because he came out with Dre in about 91, because they did the Deep Cover. I think Deep Cover came in 92. So yeah, it took it. And then 93, right. His album Doggy Style blew up. So. He got 93. Banned from the UK, bro. He got banned from the UK for explicit content.
Right, really?
Banned from UK. He did. He did, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Just Snoop.
Just Snoop. Not okay. Tupac, not Biggie. Biggie came to the UK. Biggie performed in the UK. Yeah.
Man, rest in peace to Biggie and Pac.
Yeah, man, legend.
Oh, my God, man. So. If your dream team of working with, do you have like a couple of MCs that you like, if you just could, or producers,
Dead or Alive? Them,
let's go with Alive for right now. And then we'll backtrack.
Okay. A team to make an album, like a dream team to make an album.
Yep. Absolutely.
Jeez. I would love to get the team back that made Illmatic. So I would get like Primo, Pete Rock, you know what I mean? You know, Large Pro, all those dudes back. Me, obviously, put myself in there. But but it wouldn't just be Nas. It would be, man, we're talking about live. We're talking about people that are live. Mm-hmm. Elzai.
Okay.
I want to work with Elzai. And he knows I do. He followed me on Instagram as well. I'm going to shout out in my Instagram follows.
Elzai.
Popping off. Yeah, Elzai, man. His album's dope. His album was crazy. His new album, crazy. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Not quite as good as Arrested Development's, but it's good. Just had to say that. But yeah, it's super dope. Wow. There's loads of dope MCs. Sharrock, another crazy album this year. Sharrock, even not Sharrock.
Her album is. Fucking!
I was thinking of Sharrock from the ridiculous. Funky 4+1.
You talking about Sharrock, the female MC, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
The Funky 4+1, I think, was Sharrock.
Okay.
And then that's Sharrock, right?
Yeah, her shit is fucking, oh my God, man. That's one of the best albums I've heard in a while. Yes.
She's crazy.
Yes.
One of the best female MCs I've ever heard. You know, Rhapsody as well, Facts. Obviously. Yeah, man.
Yeah, Rhapsody just won Lyricist of the Year.
I know, but then she did the Cypher, man, and just said one of the worst verses ever, bro. It was pretty bad. And I
thought you would be the one.
Really?
I would be. Yes.
Rhapsody's dope, man. Come on, yo.
I actually watched the Hip Hop Awards.
You mean
the
joint with Shook D and Jahi? Obviously, Jahi.
No. On the Hip Hop Awards, it just came on the other day.
Oh, not the BET Cypher?
Yeah.
You mean the Fight the Power one that they did? That was a while ago. That was a few months ago. The Fight the Power.
Not that one.
Because Jahi was in that one. Nah,
that was pretty dope.
Yeah, it was.
I couldn't remember the people's names outside of Nas, obviously. But that one was pretty dope. I'm like, wow, you know, I had wish he had chosen a different verse for that one.
Wow.
Just nitpicking.
Underwhelming.
Yeah.
I gotta say Ari the Rugged Man. Ari the Rugged Man's dope. I love to work with that guy.
I could see you with Royce.
Royce. Indeed. Royce. Absolutely Royce. In fact, a guy that's on the Arrested Development album, Mark, I think he calls himself Mark Sucks or Mark mm-hmm. Socks, because it's Mark S. I thought it was Mark SX, but it's not. It's Mark Sucks. He's worked with Royce, so it's like one step removed. So, yeah, he's been on the album, worked with Royce, produced for Royce, knows Royce. So, yeah, it's not too far away. So, it's who know. I know somebody who knows somebody, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's pretty dope. I'd love to work with Royce. I've got to say M. I'd love to bring M back to where he was. Like
you got to give him drugs. I'm sorry.
You got to drug him up, give him alcohol, free range. Like,
and I am not encouraging anybody that is dealing with
not encouraging recreational drug use, he needs to have drugs. He does.
Yeah. And I tell people all the time, M before sobriety is fucking phenomenal. M after, it's just average.
That's what Donnie Boy says from the guy from Detroit who I work with. He says mm-hmm. exactly the same. Eminem on drugs was the dopest. Without drugs, yeah.
Yeah. Like Royce was able to transition to sobriety and you couldn't. Actually, he got better.
He got better. Yeah, yeah, he did. He got sharper.
He got a lot sharper. Yes. He perfected his craft. He thought about it more. You know, M, on the other hand, God, and it is bad, too.
It's he also had the crazy side of it. He was always like that larger-than-life character. Like, Royce wasn't like that, so I guess sobriety would suit Royce better than M, who was, like, you know, crazy, talking about, you know, just wild shit, like raping his mom and killing this person and that person and, I don't know, slapping up his ex-wife and, you know, that's... when he start like that, it's hard to go back to normality, you know?
It is. Yeah.
And Britney Spears, you know what I'm saying? Ripping
Britney Spears.
Where everybody on MTV.
Yeah, switch me chairs, sit me next to Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera, whatever you said about her. Yeah.
How about Black Thought? What you think about Black Thought?
Oh, Black Thought, supreme MC. Crazy.
We're not going there.
Freestyle for Flex, it blew my literal mind.
Yo, Black Thought. New album, this Streams of Thought Volume 3 is incredible, though.
I heard that. I haven't listened to it yet, but I've heard it's super dope. And better than Ninth Wonder stuff. Better than Ninth Wonder stuff he's been doing.
Yeah. But yo, because he's got more it's more features on this and it's more material. So it's I think it's like 14 joints.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to listen to it, and you know that, bro.
Why?
He's a hater, though. Yo,
we've been over this. This is a running theme. He's fully aware that I do not like Black Thought.
Blasphemy, bro. You like lyrical stuff. You like conscious lyrics, right?
I do. It's just he's an asshole. I had a really negative experience with the man when I met him one time.
Oh, personal. I get it, that. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
See, he understands.
I've heard that he's not the sort of most fun guy to be around. Let's put it that way.
Thank you.
He expected to have fun with Black Thought backstage.
No.
How could you? He's a serious dude, though, right?
So, first off, that sounds suspect. I did not expect no shit like that.
Fun. Define fun, right?
Right. Like, no. That sounds moist. I expected him to be a rational individual, and he was a jerk. let's make that clear. He was just like the rest of the Roots were really down to earth guys, just cool. I met them at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's where Jahi's from, because Jahi performed he's from Ohio originally. He performed the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's where he met Chuck. That's what led to Chuck ultimately discovering me, kind of thing. It's a very long-winded story. But yeah,
wow, that was pretty fucking quick. I was expecting a little bit more detail. Like, that's fucking tough right there.
I didn't want to like interrupt the flow too much, but yeah, he's from Ohio. He lives in the Bay Area right now, but he's from Ohio originally. He performed at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Public Enemy were there. They linked. Jahi became like, you know, cool with them, and then gradually, you know, Chuck became his rhyme partner when Flav wasn't there too much, and then. They eventually Jahi started doing this thing called Public Enemy 2.0, where it was like reimagining Public Enemy's old songs, which was dope. And then we did the album, and also Jahi formed Enemy Radio with DJ Lord and Chuck D. So there was the Enemy Radio album and then our album as well, dropping out at the same time, which was crazy. Which put me on a lot of radars through that, actually. And like I said, Speeches Radar, for example. And it's one of the albums of the year. People are considering that, the what we did, me and Jahi, one of the albums of the year. And then I followed that up with another album of the year contender, so they tell me. So two in a year, it's not bad, right?
So we won't be able to interview you next year, basically.
No, of course you will, man. Of course you will.
That's what they always say. That price start going up, and your manager's like, you're going to have to talk to my assistant.
Like you listen, let me tell the people. You had Pete Rock on your show, right?
We did.
If it's good enough for Pete Rock, it's good enough for Configure. Let me tell you that.
Yo, we the crazy part is, man, it's like we've had a shitload of motherfuckers on the show.
That's what I'm saying.
No, we've been doing it for 5 years.
Your roster is crazy.
It is crazy, man. We just get no love, man. I
was going to wait until his interview went well. And if the interview went well, I was then going to be like, you know, on the replays, like bigging it up, like check it out. You know what I mean? But I wanted it to be a good flow. And obviously, it is a good flow. You're a good interviewer. Both of you guys are good. So, yeah, I'll get us some love. I'll try.
No, we appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely appreciate that. And we got our matching hoodies, too. We didn't even plan that.
That's a fact.
I know.
Goons. Yeah, man.
Actually, it's Goons to Gods, so people can see.
I like that. That's a good sentiment.
Yeah, from Goons to Gods, man. We welcome everyone.
That's a very good sentiment.
Speaking of Public Enemy, like, do you feel like Chuck D isn't giving his proper dues in hip hop? Because I feel like he's one of the most underrated MCs of all time that doesn't get enough respect for what he's done. And especially now, like, you can literally play PE joint. You can literally play Favorite Black Planet right now. And that's when you know, like, that's when that solidifies yourself as a legend. You know what I mean? And, like, no one says Chuck D. You know what I mean? Even though he's been on the front line the whole time. Yeah, no one says Chuck D. It only takes, like, it's usually the dudes from, like, LL Generation and them. Like, they're the only dudes that say Chuck D name.
That's right.
No one after
that's
that.
Right. I do agree with you. I do agree that Chuck D does get his props as a lyricist. I'll say the same not just for Chuck D. I'll say the same for Speech as well, because Chuck D, let me start on Chuck first. He literally was the face of Black consciousness in the 80s, early 90s. And how he can't be considered one of the gods is beyond me. Because it wasn't just music, it was a movement. How can you not be considered a goal? Like,
you want my honest answer? You want my honest answer?
Yeah,
I hate to
go ahead.
And this is no disrespect to you at all, but he started fucking with white people.
Oh, no disrespect to me, bro. But yeah.
But from a fan standpoint, it was like Huey Newton dating Madonna, like when he hooked up with
Tupac dating Madonna.
Now, Tupac was different. Tupac was kind of like the prince of hip hop. He could do whatever the fuck he wanted to.
He and got around. Gonna, he literally got yes, around.
Yeah. He's going to give him a pass because he was Pac. But
right. Chuck Dennis Rodman?
That's a whole other planet. Like that, that's a whole other show.
That's another show, right?
Chuck D, we wanted Chuck D to be in one lane forever. And as a musician, looking back, he should have been with Anthrax or whoever made him feel like this is expanding.
He likes
music.
Rock music a lot, obviously. So
black folks ain't get that shit.
I see that.
Not with him. We got it with Run DMC. Shit was fucking dope. We got it with other people, but he had cemented himself so much in that lane. Like that lane was Public Enemy's lane and theirs alone. Even though there was other people like Boots and them from Oakland and other MCs like Paris, you know, who were in that lane. It was his lane. X-Clan. You know, yeah. The X-Clan was fucking dope too.
Yeah. Cool Righteous Teachers.
X-Clan was dope. That's fine. With
Big Up Wise Intelligent.
Yeah. Four righteous teachers. Yeah.
Man, your hip hop historical acumen is on point, bro.
Can I just say something? Like my actual doctorate, my PhD is on hip hop.
You can get one of those?
Yeah. Because it's from sociology. So I did literally a study on the white appropriations of hip hop music. Basically talking about how white hip hop became very globalized, and then sort of I coined this term glocal, which is like the global and the local. So you've got the global sort of take on it, but then people adding their own spin to it as well, like their local language and that kind of thing, and making it relevant to their immediate area. And I won't go on about it too much, but yeah, I went really deep in it. I went on to about the antecedents of hip hop. So I dug right back from hip hop, and this is not mentioned enough, to the blues, to the African griots, you know, in West Africa. That is a lineage. And even the lineage that people don't talk about is when it went to Jamaica, and it went from ska music and then basically to over there it was the dub, you know, when they were battling. And they called it DJs over there, or MCs. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. DJs there are MCs, and then selectors are the DJs. So yeah, the battles and stuff, and that culture, obviously, Kool Herc from Jamaica really took all this on board. And then Kool Herc moved from Jamaica to Bronx when he was about 12, and then brought that sound system culture with him. There he set up in the park. Obviously, he did his sister's party, and then the park, and that it spawned from that. So very much a Jamaican based sound system culture that started it all off. But it's a lineage, it's a line, like it goes from African griots to blues African griots to like quote unquote slave music, which I hate to say, to like blues, to like ska, to like
I would probably put gospel in between, like the
gospel,
like
as well. Music,
gospel to blues. And I will say one thing, like the UK, the white UK artists back in the day were the only ones really giving black folks the credit that they deserve, along like in the 60s and 50s, like with the Stones
about that,
and shit like that.
About that as well. We were giving love to the blues guys, like the blues guys who were getting spat on in their own country were coming here and getting mad love.
Yeah.
Like
Muddy Waters,
Wolf,
like
Howlin' Wolf, all these dudes. Classic dudes, mad love here. And over there, it was called race music. Black music was called race music, legit, in the 60s in America. Mm-hmm. We never had that. It was more integrated here. And we're not perfect. Don't get me wrong. We're not. But it's not as divisive as it is in the States. And that's very obvious, because I was in the States for a while. And it's mad. And that was around when Trump was, you know, running for election the first time, when I was out there in Jersey. Man, it was just uneasy. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. You can't even imagine like what my mama and them went through, and my grandparents. Oh.
In the 60s, right?
Oh, my God, man. Oh. Man, when you came to the States, though, the accent had to get you some trim, though. Just saying.
Nah, we won't talk about that too much, but maybe. I would just be doing something random, like going into like a sports store, like buying some like gym clothes or whatever. And then the camera went down early. But yeah, like where are you from, or like your accent, you know, yeah, blah blah blah.
Like, oh, can I get a pair of drawers? Oh, I love the way you say that. Oh, that's
it's crazy, because I went to Cancun in Mexico years ago, and I was with I met two of the ugliest looking English guys I've ever seen in my life. One of them legit looked like Sloth from the Goonies. Remember the Goonies?
Yeah.
Like he was legit, like, you know, hey you guys, that. And he was getting a lot of play from American girls just based on the fact he had a British accent.
Wow.
He was ugly. Wow. Sin. So you know, you guys say your color is your sin. His fact that he looked like Sloth from the Goonies was his sin, right? Which I think is worse, right?
Oh man.
He was awful. I wish I'd taken a photo of that dude, man. Seriously. This is pre, like, everything going on Instagram and social media. It was a bit before that. But, yeah.
Wow. So how are you, like, with COVID and everything and not being able to, you know, kind of move around globally, like, how is it working out for you to be able to produce shit?
You know, it's crazy. I've done a lot of remote producing over the years anyway. So, yeah, it's an inconvenience, but I still make it pop, because I was like, even before like going to the States, I was like working like remotely with American artists, and they were like, basically I'd send them the beat, they'd send me the vocals, a cappella, and then mix it in my end, you know, and then send them that end, and then they'd put any ad libs or anything they want on top of it. And it's just that kind of like back and forward like workflow, which like you can actually do remotely and actually pull it off.
We interviewed a guy, Juliano Santiago, who is currently in prison. And this guy's been in prison, I don't know how long, but he's been there for a while. And we got a chance to interview him while he was in prison. But he's been making mixtape after mixtape after mixtape,
right,
after album right, after right. album from prison.
That's like Vibes Cartel.
He signed to Mozzie.
Yeah, oh, he signed to Mozzie. No, yeah, you're still on. Wait a minute, Vibes Cartel? Really? I did not know that.
Vibes Cartel is just on there. It's on Busta's new
album. Yeah, Vibes Cartel still make music.
Right. Who knew? I didn't know. Has anybody listened to, is Busta out yet?
30th. Tomorrow.
30th. Okay.
Actually, it'll be dropping literally any minute, right? Oh, well, it'll be dropping at midnight, I think, over there. It'll be out here already. Almost,
he's done a good job of promoting it. I will say that
the features are popping. Whether the music's popping or not, we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. But like, stop it with the Versus T.I. shit, man. Please.
Who's that?
His Buster. Last album was trash, by the way.
I mean, if we're gonna
Busta might smoke T.I. on the hit tip, bro.
He would not, man. Stop it.
But you know this Versus
You're
thing.
Crazy. Buster keeps, you yo.
You know, Busta keeps challenging T.I. to a Versus battle.
Say it again, bro. Configure.
Sorry. You know, Busta keeps. Oh, sorry. Your man's talking. I couldn't hear. Sorry.
Go ahead. Configure.
Oh, sorry, man. But yeah, Busta keeps challenging T.I. to a Versus battle. But like, to me, Versus is like when I watch Snoop versus DMX, these dudes are just playing records. Like, what kind of battle is that? Like, I want them to get on the mic and, you know, dust off a verse to each other, like make it live. Like, why just play records, man? Like,
I want you to try to win.
Right.
That's my thing. Like, Snoop clearly was not trying to win because he could have really did DMX bad.
Oh yeah, his catalog is better than DMX's. But like, I want to see more than just press and play, right? I want to see, because that worked for RZA versus Primo, because they're producers. They're not gonna rap. But when you've got MCs just press and play, like, is that the same as getting on the mic and, come on, man, like, just make it a bit more live? That's what I would expect.
I feel like smoke T.I., bro.
He would not,
got hits, bro. Busta got hits. And not to mention features. Come on, yo. Like, T.I. got joint. Bustable Smoke, T.I., man. You
wild. Every day of the week.
Y'all tripping, man. Y'all tripping.
And Jeezy.
You don't think
so? Jeezy
don't think
smoke T.I.
Jeezy might win. Jeezy is not going to smoke T.I.
Jeezy's going to smoke T.I. I seen the list. You seen the track listing?
No.
Jeezy going to smoke T.I.
But I just because they put out a track list, that's not like etched in stone. Because I'm pretty sure, like, if I'm doing the verses and I put out my track list and I see your track list and I'm like, oh, shit, then I'm probably going to lose. I'm going to change my fucking track list.
Absolutely. You would, right?
Yes.
Is that set in stone? Jeezy's now gone up against T.I.?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay. I wanted to see Busta versus T.I., but didn't happen. Because T.I. said it wasn't fair because of Busta's advantage in age, in longevity. But I don't think that's a good enough reason. But
I mean, but Busta's not relevant enough. No, you know, no disrespect.
Is T.I.?
In today's society, yes.
Let's be honest, bro. Is T.I. relevant?
And today, yes, because he's still got his podcast. Like, he's still in the line, you know, in the public, you know.
I think that's a reach.
Busta, you ask the average 20-year-old if they know T.I. or if they know Busta, they're going to say T.I. At least in this country.
But are we saying that the youth of today are what we draw the relevancy from? Because, like, there's a lot more older people than there are younger people. And like people of over 30 would be more familiar with probably Busta Rhymes. So it depends. Define relevant.
Yeah, you got a point there.
Busta me, and I'm 40. Well, I'm not old. Busta Rhymes is more relevant than T.I. But that's just me. Like, and there's a lot of other people like me and you, and your man there. Like, so if you ask a 20-year-old, yeah, of course. But to the 20-year-old. T.I.'s not even that relevant. It would be someone like, I don't know, 2 Chainz or, I don't know, 6ix9ine. You know what I mean?
I would say that T.I., that Buster is more relevant to hip-hop.
Oh, way more.
And T.I. had a better career.
No, I disagree. Completely disagree.
That's
ridiculous, bro.
Buster did everything T.I. did before T.I. did it.
Buster's never had a classic CD to me, ever. Never, not one.
Like, even his debut?
Never. The first joint. Never.
The first joint might be a classic.
Yes. His first joint's his best. Yeah,
the first joint might be a classic.
But listen to how y'all both said that. There's some hesitance there. Neither one of y'all still sure.
It's a lot of people like that, though. That's legend.
Bro, you've got to take into consideration the dude's features, man. Scenario right. Remix. Come on, man. Let's go. The Janet Jackson joint. But okay, that was his track. But you know, legendary tracks.
But that's albums. Two. That's two. Yeah. And those are like phenomenal. I'm not going to take, especially the Scenario joint. His part just took that shit, shot it through the roof. I'm with you on that.
Like a dungeon dragon. Oh, geez. Come on, man.
Oh, my God, man.
T.I. doesn't have Conti. I call Master. That's about the energy.
But.
Buster had a whole era.
But Buster is like Nate Dogg.
Don't hate on the Nate Dogg, bro. No. Come on.
I'm not hating on Nate. Nate Dogg had a, but Nate Dogg never. Name me
you
Nate Dogg's album.
Busta Rhymes, though, okay. Bro.
I'll give you that. Right.
I'm just saying, discrediting him. I'm just calling him balls and strikes, man. Like, he never had, like, he's had really dope features. Like, he's the guy, if you want a hit song, call him up if it's on your shit.
Nate Dogg is a hoop master. Busta has done a lot of dope features. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Busta Rhymes has had a hit in every era since he's been out.
Mm-hmm.
Every era.
Busta Rhymes has been on a hit in every era. There is a difference, bro.
He's had a hit in every era.
Yeah.
Solo and feature.
So, despite if it's his track or someone else's track, he's had a hit. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If that track goes platinum, Busta goes platinum. So, therefore...
But if you need somebody to make a hit CD, you call in T.I. or Busta in their prime.
Busta.
Now you tripping. And you'll be broke. You'll be broke.
Nah, man. Busta, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97. Every time.
No hit albums though. Not to me. No classics. Trap music off the rip is a classic.
That is a classic. I will grant you that. But T.I. to me, he's all right. I'm not a huge fan. He's all right. Yeah,
he's not lyrically. Busta Rhymes is a better lyricist. I'll give him that.
Flow-wise, voice.
Gonna say flow-wise. Lyrics and energy.
Bro.
But flow? When T.I. is in his bag, he got a flow.
I can't deal. I'm gonna hang up. This is ridiculous. Have you heard that guy's with this double time shit? Come on, bro.
I'm just saying, man, when T.I. is in his bag, bro, like I can put some T.I. on and go out of town.
No.
Yo, I'm not listening.
Busta Rhymes is going to illest flows ever. Come on.
That's Job saying that bullshit. I ain't agreeing with that.
I know, bro.
I don't agree with that. Saying that bullshit.
I'm sure you do this for the views to like get the people commenting and stuff. Come on, man.
It gets the people going.
You're like Vlad TV right now.
Oh, that's disrespectful, man. That's offensive, joking, right there. I'm gonna be hurt about that one, man.
No, I'm joking, bro.
I guess what I'm. Like for me, if I'm in the car and I'm putting on some shit, and I'm putting on T.I., I can roll out to T.I. more than I can Buster. I'm gonna have to fast forward a lot of Buster shit. Don't you say?
That's fair enough. I mean, horses for courses, right? Like you say, it's like whatever you like to vibe to, really.
Yeah. Now, if I'm going to a concert, I would definitely go to see Buster and Spliff over T.I. any fucking day. I'll give them, that their shit is like always to me been superb.
So what's your opinion on Wayne? Where do you put Lil Wayne in the pantheon of greats? I'm imagining you would probably like him.
He's never been in my top five.
Oh, really? Okay.
Never. Okay. And I don't know what it is about him. Like, he's got the resume, he's got the pedigree.
That's what I'm saying.
He just, for me personally, I wasn't the biggest out of Cash Money. Wayne was probably my third best to me.
Oh, wow. That's a big call. Okay.
Yeah. Like I've always, BG to me has always been like phenomenal. It was BG. It was, God damn. I could see his face. Juvenile. And then Wayne. Yeah. Always.
When it comes to Wayne, I was a Wayne fan. I stopped being a Wayne fan after Carter 3. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of people did.
Fell off. Mm-hmm. I fell off after Carter 3. But prior to that, I feel like Wayne was kind of great by default just because of the era that he was in. With Snap Music, you know what I'm saying? Snap Music era.
Yep.
5X t-shirt era, you know what I'm saying?
There was a lot of trends, that guy. And he did. Yeah,
you know, hooping shorts under your jeans era, you know what I'm saying? Sag your you know what I mean? Like, it was a crazy era. So I kind of feel like he was good. He was dope, but like 50 was already doing that. 50 had did that already.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like everything that Wayne had did, anybody who really know hip-hop and already know that's already been done before. You know what I'm saying? And 50 was really the first one to popularize the whole mixtape joint.
I agree with that. Yeah, what he did.
You know what I'm saying?
Late 90s.
But Wayne, the advantage that Wayne had was the younger generation where they was just crazy about Lil Wayne because he just put out all his music and he rapped about nothing.
Saturated it. He saturated the scene. Yeah, he did.
He rapped about nothing over other people's beat and it just rhymed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And everybody's like, oh, he's so great. And I would argue niggas down. Like, yo, niggas rap. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm in the fucking car bumping fucking Joe Budden Move Music too. Like, yo, this that shit. These motherfuckers bumping Lollipop and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
I'm like,
Lollipop was a jam though, bro. Like Joe Budden was just like, he just, I don't know what it is about Joe Budden, but he just was, you know, it was something missing.
Well,
pen game is phenomenal.
His love for his dog.
No, no, what it is.
Fire, bro.
Hey, the dude made, he makes good music, but it just never, he just was never able to. Joe Budden and Royce da 5'9" were exactly the same at one point.
I would agree that, yeah.
And Royce got a lot better.
Royce just got so much iller. He did.
Yeah.
And Crook did as well. Crook's, I mean, no, Crook's more podcast these days, but I've always thought Crook was a supreme MC, even back when he's on Death Row. Like, actual Death Row. Yeah, yeah.
Crooked is fucking fire, man. Oh, and if people want to get in touch with you, they want to buy some beats from you, how they do that?
Hit me up. My website's getting redeveloped, actually. So best way would be to hit me up on the DMs. I'm at configure everywhere and all the platforms. And configure@gmail.com email.
That's dope. That's dope.
But yeah, like, yeah, DM me, whatever, man.
Let's talk. I was about to say something, man. It's just fucking got an old man moment and just fucking lost the train of thought.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Like you say, like dead air is a sin and all that kind of stuff. So like, yeah, just keep it. Just say whatever.
Oh man, I fucking like I kill with dead air all the time, man. I just do forget what the fuck I'm doing. Yeah. But the crazy part is, like, I'll see other people, man. They'll start their show, get up and walk away for 10 minutes and get like 700 people viewing. I do that shit, and the two people we got be like, oh, fuck this motherfucker.
Nah, bro. It will get better, seriously. Like, don't even trip on it, because you somehow you're getting these guests in. Like I said, Pete Rock was very notable.
Yeah, it's going to come, yo. It's going to come.
It will. Yeah, hey, absolutely. Keep plugging at it, man. Don't give up.
Hey,
don't give
up. Speech was one of the best interviews we did, too. Like, I really enjoyed it.
Incredible at interviews. Yeah. It's incredible.
Speech was a dope interview.
Yeah. Very deep guy.
Surprisingly, we had like the city council president of Baltimore, who's probably going to be their next mayor.
Oh, wow.
It's a fucking hilarious interview, man.
Yeah.
Like, extremely down to earth. That's one thing I will say about us is that, like, I don't give a fuck what you do.
Yeah.
You know, we're
going to. I bumped into him last week, too. I forgot to tell you that shit.
Yeah, you didn't tell me that shit, man. But we're like. Me and Rome been, you know, that's my guy. You know, that's my friend off of this shit. And we're not going to treat you no certain type of way because you got a name or whatever.
Right.
And, you know, we're just not going to be assholes to people, but we just like to laugh a little bit. And I got a green screen now. Like, look at the background. That shit's fucking dope. That's not my house. Right. That's a picture.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes. Green screen.
I was thinking you lived like some kind of lord. I was gonna say, Jesus Christ, this guy's living large. Yeah. I was like,
that nigga got books and shit. And then he don't read. Like, look, he got books though. He don't even read.
This table, this table, that's me, baby.
Bro, wow, I couldn't even tell I was in your house.
You know what? This is the debut of the green screen.
Wow, it's dope. It's dope.
Yeah,
because I tried the funky fake background on Zoom and it looked trash, but the green screen different. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Hold on. Let me get really freaky on y'all right here. Look at this.
Oh,
shit.
Wow. Okay.
Ooh. that actually is.
That's dope. That's dope. That's legit dope.
Wait. Hold on.
Mahogany table and stuff.
That's the flyer.
Oh, there we go. That guy.
yeah.
Who's that guy pointing at our t-shirt, man?
I'm just showing off a little bit. You know.
Fire.
Fire. And I know
that's dope.
Let me see. I want to make sure anybody you want to say hello to, shout out. I don't know how they say what they call it in the UK.
Same, bro. Same thing. I just want to shout out all the Config Army, like my supporters, my crew, my people, all the people that have been buying the Config and Jahi album and also the rest of development, Don't Fight Your Demons album. Also grab that because it's hot and it's coming out on vinyl. Let me plug that. It'll be dropping on vinyl soon. It's been announced. Don't have the actual date, but it's there. Inlays are done and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, keep buying that. Buy that when it's out. Keep streaming. Keep supporting and keep looking out for more coming from me.
And check out the instrumental.
Oh, yes, in the Ford Future instrumentals, which has been crazy because, fucking like you were saying about the streams, those two projects, Jahi, the vocal version and my instrumental version is like nearly 500,000 in streams it since March. Crazy. Just that project. And then obviously got to add in other things I've been doing, Arrested Development, that kind of stuff. It's just been crazy.
Fine. Yeah, I have no idea how to check how many streams we have on Spotify, bro. Sorry.
For yourself?
Yeah, I've tried.
Go into Spotify for Artists, bro. Spotify for Artists. It's an app. You can get it, and it will tell you how many streams you've had since you released it, how many streams you've had in the last 28 days, and how many streams you've had like the last 7 days.
I tried that shit. Shit wouldn't work.
Spotify for Artists.
Yeah, this shit didn't work for me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
know. It should tell you, literally.
Am I supposed to be paying or something?
Nah, it's free shit. Nah, free.
Yeah, see? That's the fucking hate, man.
It should link you into all the streams you've got like in 1 day, 7 days, 28 days. Since you put it out, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, man, I tried that shit, man. I spent the whole fucking day trying to doing the shit over and over and over and over and got nothing. Yeah, but I want to say, man, it has been a pleasure talking to you, bro.
It's been a real pleasure, bro.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do this again, man. It's just fucking
absolutely.
Fun.
I love the way you guys chop it up about like just general hip hop stuff. So it's not just a Q&A. It's like more of a vibe. You know what I mean? I love that.
That's our shit, man. We just talked
to people. I love that.
It's hard to say, hey, you want to have a conversation with us? So we call them interviews and shit. But that's we just right. end up just talking.
Much better.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I've done a few interviews where it's being literal. They've been reading from a script and you can tell. And it's like, oh, bro, like the flow is not where it should be. But this is being like, yeah, this has been dope.
Yeah. Well, you know what, man? Yeah. You get the obligatory, you know, hip hop questions out. You know, when of did course. You start? You know, blah 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 blah. Yeah, no one gives a shit, man. Like you said that shit. I don't want the shit to be like redundant for the person we're interviewing.
Correct.
We like to talk about shit that the other people ain't talking about.
Absolutely. You know. And you've got some like I said, you've got some good. You know, you've got some good views. You've got some interesting views, which a lot of people might not agree with, but I think that's a good thing because people will engage with that more and like, you know, want to chop it up with you about why you think this way, why you think T.I. is better than Busta or like whatever. And
they just think I'm an old hater. That's all, you know.
Nah.
Black Thought gets no love though. We're not interviewing you. But inboxing me.
I would love if Black Thought called you up for an interview. I'd love to see that shit.
hater.
Hey, you know, and I would not change shit that I'm saying. I would not. Rome knows it.
That would make you go viral. That would make you go viral.
That would probably make us go viral, and people would really clown the fuck out of me. I'd have to go outside. I'd have to have my hood on everywhere I go, man. It would be ugly.
Yeah, I'm a... like I said, it's an interesting view.
Rome would even show his face.
I can see it, though.
You got your own personal thing, though, right? It's different. You got your own unique take on it. It's your personal view. Of your interactions, so it's different.
But you know what? When people hear why, they get it, just like you did. When you say, "Oh, because it was an interaction that went."
He don't know the whole story, man. No,
I don't. I'd like to hear it though. Not right now.
He don't know the whole story.
That's the whole fucking story, man. He heard the whole story.
Stop it, man. Is it? Okay, cool.
He just like to add shit, man. Embellishing shit. No. We ain't doing shit. anyway, man, we about to wrap it up. We definitely appreciate it, man. And anything
out, you promise,
please. You are we fuck with each other on Twitter already, man.
All right, you already know.
Yeah, just hit me up. And tell PE, man. Hey, we've reached out to Chuck D for like 3 years now, man.
I recently
got an email from his people, which was the first time turning me down. So,
well, you keep trying, man. Keep plugging away.
We are getting closer, though.
Yeah. Seriously, even the BBC, because they hit me up to get Chuck on a BBC show on prime time, and that wasn't even easy. So Chuck, you know, such a busy guy. So yeah, don't take it personal, man. It is what it is. He's an icon. He's legendary. But yeah, you keep plugging away. You will eventually come around to it, I'm sure.
Yeah, we had Professor Griff on, but that's not Chuck D.
It's one step away.
No. It's about six steps at this point.
Jahi's maybe the closest.
My mom's on a cruise before.
Oh my god, man! Nobody wants to hear about that, bro.
You know, like, yo, 6 degrees of separation, bro. You know?
She shot him down, though. Anyway, you dumb dog. All right, man, we got to let this man get some sleep because it's like I don't know, 12 o'clock shit over 12, there, man.
Yeah, man, it's all right. It's all good.
Definitely appreciate you, man. You have a good one, man, and peace out. Dope
peace
hat,
out,
by the
bro.
Way.
It's been a pleasure. Peace, bro.
All right, no doubt.
Yo, peace.
Take it easy.
Yo, that was that was fucking.
No, that's a true story. That's a true story, man. Yeah, man. We won't interview Flavor Flav, bro.
That would be and let me hit up my guy. And I'm not sure. All right, now let me just see where Mac and Cheese is at. And I know I'm not supposed to have dead air, but if not, you know, and if you just have to have. All right, that's a bet. If you just happen to have to have details, I've told the story a million freaking times. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to see the Roots. It was like one of those meet and greets for the fans. You know, I get down there and like Questlove and the other Roots members, I don't know any of their names. I'm sorry, no disrespect to y'all, but Questlove and the other guys were really cool, down to earth, just regular clothes on, some old gym shoes, t-shirts and shit like that, and very interactive with the fans. Black Thought comes in fashionably late with like a fucking $50,000 mink on, some chick on his arm, and reeking of Hollywood cologne. Tried to talk to the dude, and it was basically the Heisman pose. You know, like, I'm God, don't talk to me, you peasant. It was just an unpleasant experience with someone, excuse me, that was purported to come down there to interact with their fans. Now, if you're not coming down there.
You had a whole conversation with a nigga who said nothing to you, though.
I didn't have a whole conversation, bro.
In your mind, you did.
No, like, I tried to talk to the dude, and he was just on some Hollywood shit.
Did he have on sunglasses?
He actually did have on sunglasses. Inside. Inside. Like, this whole, like, he walked in like I am holier than thou and acted. I'm just being honest with you, bro. I'm not gonna lie about it. And ever since then, man, I just been like,
yo, I'm imagining Black Thought walking backstage and you standing on the side.
But it wasn't even like backstage. It, like you gotta, you have to have been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to kind of understand what I'm saying. Oh, they got like several like levels and shit, and they were, I think they were on like the second or third level or whatever, and it was just an area, you know, roped off for them, you know, except the other dudes were actually walking through the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame looking at other artists and checking out exhibits and shit like that. Like, they were fans of other people, even though they were the main attraction for the day. And Black Thought didn't give a fuck. You know, he came in like, I am Black Thought. You shall come see me. And then when you did go see the nigga, he acted like, I am Black Thought. I don't want to be seen. And shit was just, it was, oh my God, bro. It was horrible.
Maybe he didn't want to be seen.
Then don't show up to your fan. Don't set up shit to see your fans that you don't want to see.
Like, he wasn't there because he wanted to be. He was there because he's obligated to be. That was a business. He didn't want to be there.
Then go work at Costco or some shit. You don't have to be a rapper.
Nah, man. Like he should walk around and feel like he's great because he is Black Thor. He's a god MC. Like
No, bro. Like I don't give a fuck what you're doing. It does not make you better than other people, and it don't give you the right to put on some fucking airs.
It does, especially when that's like
inviting a nigga to your crib.
I got a classic song with Erykah Badu, nigga, that you don't. I'm better than you. Yes. I got something better than you. Like I'm at some point, I've done something better than you.
What classic song he got with Erykah Badu?
Oh my god, man, are you serious, bro?
Are you talking about the joint with Jill Scott?
No. Are you joking, right?
It's fucking Black Thought. Like I don't remember. I'm not remembering shit he did.
You don't know you got me, bro.
I didn't know that Erykah Badu was on that song. I thought that was Jill Scott. Yeah.
Oh, Erykah Badu. Erykah Badu's on the joint. Yo. Like she got verse.
Oh, I thought it was Jill Scott. Yeah. Go figure. But yes, I have heard that song.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, he's done. Like, I got classic verses with Pun. Like everybody. Like. I got classic verses. Like I've been dope in every era since I've come out. I've still been dope. Yo, I should feel like I'm better than niggas. Yeah.
No, you shouldn't, bro. No, I'm not justifying anybody treating their fans like shit.
Listen,
I'm
bro,
never like, going to
I
do
can,
that.
Like I'm strong, yo. I can pick up heavy shit. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I am better than some niggas because some niggas can't do that shit. I'm better than niggas who can't do it.
Okay, so you're gonna invite niggas to your picking up shit viewing or whatever and then treat them like assholes because they can't pick it up?
No.
Right, exactly. Like, it's one thing to think you better than niggas and you leave niggas out of it. But don't invite motherfuckers over and be like, oh, I'm better than you. What the fuck be over for?
You making it seem like he personally invited you, nigga. Like,
and you know what? It was so few people. I felt like I was personally invited. Like he should have been. It was like 15 people that showed up for them, bro. He should have been fucking happy. I was one of them. I'm dead ass. I see why them niggas never was like the biggest act ever. It's because of him. And his attitude was so shitty, and I'm sure it wasn't just me. It was to other motherfuckers on the planet. He treated just as shitty or shittier, and that precluded them from ever supporting his ass in the future. Because I, for one, have never fucking bought a Root CD. Ever. And I never will if Black Thought is on that shit.
He made you seem like the nigga was like, hey, Jaws, won't you come back over here without a kick with me and my niggas? You got back there, and nigga was like, and you was like, yo, I'm with Black Thought. And he was like, man, I don't know that nigga. Like, that's how you took it. Like, nigga, like, you ain't getting access to the VIP because of him or some shit. Like,
that's funny. I'm saying is, man, like, look, some shit you just don't forget. And it could be the simplest. I'm telling you, it could be the simplest thing. And I'm not the only person that's had a really brief interaction with a quote unquote celebrity that was extremely negative and that they never forgot. Or it could have been extremely positive and they never forgot. Like when Pete Rock was telling us the story about meeting James Brown, what did he say? He was 7 years old.
Yeah.
And James Brown shook their hand.
Right.
Like, that's love. And that shit stuck with him in a positive manner for the rest of, and he's 50 now. Or close to it. And he still remembers that interaction with a legend.
It's like being Superman, though, back then. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but from an MC standpoint, like there weren't too many MCs better than Black Thought. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like,
there isn't too many MCs better than Black Thought.
And I, at that time, I was rapping. I was an MC. Like, so that was a big deal for me to go down there and meet Black Thought and to get down there and to be like, oh, wow, this nigga is acting like a bitch. He really was.
You should have been working on your Black Thought disc. You would have got on.
Maybe I should have. You know, I should have came with some. I didn't anticipate that. I should have came with some Black Thought Ain't Shit bars. I should have went home and dissed that nigga and dropped it. I just wasn't that type of cat, you know. But now I got a podcast and I'm old, I can tell my story and get it off my chest.
Man, ain't gonna be no Black Thought slander, bro. Like, listen, I fucks with Philly. Look, be more stand with Philly, yo. Listen, you dissed the whole city. Because it's some shit that happened to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well, I'm not dissing the whole city, man. I fucks with cats out of Philly. You know, you already know, man. We had Gilly on the show, man. I fucks with Gilly and Wallow. And I haven't gotten a response back from their peoples for mac and cheese. So, hey, you know, I give it another 15 minutes. And yeah, but I knew wasn't Configure was definitely gonna show up because Configure had joined the meeting at like 5 o'clock, actually, 3 o'clock this afternoon. I had to hit him up, like, I think you got the wrong time, bro. And he was like, oh, my bad. Very, very, very down to earth, dude, though, you know.
He was dope, he was dope.
You know, I'm trying to get in, you know, the young killers on here, Mac and Cheese, and because one of them is actually Gilly's son. It's 37 Mac and YNG Cheese, I do believe, are their names. And I just text my guy to see what was up. I mean, I hit him up on the gram, but, you know, that did not work. Oh, man. And while we at it, man, this five looks challenge, stop it. Please.
Over it already.
Please.
Yo, if it's nothing else, we know how to wear some shit out, man.
Oh, my God. Like,
yo, facts, we know how to wear some shit out quick, bro. Like, man, I literally just go on social media just to, like, promote the show, like, I be fasting because I be having to, because, like, I be seeing people that, like, I have respect for do corny shit, and it make me look at them different in real life. You know what I'm saying? So I be having to, like, fall back and, like, do, like, social media fast. So, like, yeah, but yeah, I be disappointed when I get online.
Oh, man, I did not know. I just figured out, like, when you ain't got the video up, I can just hide your shit and still have the audio up.
Bet.
Yeah, I did not realize that shit.
I'm straight now, though.
Yeah, man, I'm kind of liking this little view, though. That shit does look like I got some bread and shit.
Yeah, this nigga.
You say what?
Your ceiling fan don't move. Your ceiling fan don't move.
I mean, well, I got it turned off right now, bro. I don't need that noise distraction.
She just turned the heat on, yo. Chill out.
Oh, my God. I would not doubt it. I would not doubt it. But yeah, man, I'm liking this shit, man. Like I and my wife bought me the, like, two big lights
fire,
and shit.
Bro. That shit is fire.
Yeah, so I got lights in here. It's like
I get a green. I'm gonna have some dumb shit, bro. It's gonna be so funny, dude. Like,
I mean, well, you know, like, I could. Wait a minute. I could go to the beach on your ass right quick. The breeze here. Oh, well, we could just rock the hold. Like, that's kind of fire right there too.
Yeah, that's fire. That's
fire right there. You know, you just I can pretty much put any video or whatever I want to put behind me. That's pretty dope. So I just been kind of toying around with it, and I figured today I would break that shit out and see what was popping, you know. But back to that five look challenge. First off, most of y'all motherfuckers got the same fucking pose five different times. Please fucking stop it. Tom Gist got the best fucking one. This motherfucker basically did five different steps of getting ready to give you the middle finger. It was like 1, 2, 3, 4. And that was it. That was his five picture challenge. He had the best fucking one. But a lot of y'all need to just stick to that one comfortable selfie pose. Look, I know I'm not the most photogenic motherfucker, so I don't post a lot of pictures of myself because I'm ugly. Some of y'all got to get to some self-awareness and realize that shit. Like, if I could do the podcast and it's just be the voice, because people apparently want to see some part of you, then I would definitely do that. But I can't. Like I say, people would prefer to see some studies have shown. I don't know. I don't read no fucking studies. But in my mind, studies have shown. So I went out and got some fancy shit. And that's why I got all this fancy shit behind me to make it look like I'm richer than I am. I'm pretty broke, but I can afford a $15 green screen. Actually, it was $30 because I had to buy two of them. And I got a big ass light right here and a big ass light right there. And I'm gonna buy another camera to make it look a little bit more professional. Because I got the the Logitech right now. I got the C922 Pro Stream, but for some reason it just stopped working on me. Like, for the green screen, all it just literally shows the green screen, and instead of the background being whatever I want, my clothes are the green screen, which is weird. And I had did something with OBS. I was fucking with it on OBS because you got to do it a little. It's so much easier to do shit on Zoom with the green screen than OBS. If I change the camera on OBS, it automatically changes it on Zoom. So I did something to the C922 that fucked it up on Zoom. But it's like a better camera to actually use. But at some point, I'm going to go ahead and probably get, a GoPro or something fancier. And I forgot what my guy told me to get. Man, we have been getting sold out quite frequently in the last month. This has probably been the worst month for sellout on interviews that we have had. Although, one of those interviews, it was just a confusion. It wasn't really a sellout. And we in the process of rescheduling that. So, and I'm not going to jinx that and say who it is, but hopefully it'll probably end up being a Wednesday. Cause I end up having to text her back like 15 times. Cause I was confused. The Pacific time zone shit throws me off. So we probably will be doing that on a Wednesday, hopefully about 8 o'clock, and get a good hour in. That would be dope to put up. And this is gonna be dope, man, to cut up, man, because and configure like is a cool dude. Like he'll actually share the shit, you know. And verify him. He got a little campaign on Twitter to verify him. We got like, I don't know, 500 people. What is it, followers on Twitter? I don't know how many people do we have on Twitter. Let me since I am, we got 7 minutes to see what they're gonna do. Cause he ain't reached out, and this is like I was gonna say something, but fuck it. Just had a great meet. Wait a minute. Oh hell no, bro. I just scrolling through Twitter, and I just happened to see Lil Wayne. I'm sorry, Lil Tunchi just had a great meeting with real Donald Trump. Besides what he's done so far with criminal reform, the Platinum Plan is going to give the community real ownership. He listened to what we had to say today and assured he will and can get it done. And this fool got a picture with Donald Trump. First off, you nasty for taking a picture with this COVID ass motherfucker. Secondly, what are you doing? How stupid. Oh my God, man. This shit. And you know, the first comment I see up under this shit is embarrassing.
You gotta be wherever. You gotta kind of expect that, though. You kind of almost expect that, though. Like, that don't surprise me. Bro.
Oh my God. Little Wayne, please just go get some fucking help, bro. Go get some fucking help because you are not. You
know, like, yeah, like Lil Wayne don't speak for black people. Like,
unfortunately, yes, you are true about that, but unfortunately, he's got a huge following. And those are some impressionable people.
Like, what does that mean? Like,
and you see a lot of people wearing SpongeBob shirts, SpongeBob clothing, SpongeBob. Right. So SpongeBob has had an effect on some people. Just like, unfortunately, Lil Wayne dumbass is going to have an effect on some people. And we don't need this shit. Look, I ain't no Biden fucking fan either, but I know that Donald Trump is going to kill a lot more people with this COVID shit. If for nothing else, no other reason to get a rational human being into the White House. Vote against him. I don't care if we nominate a cricket at this point. It's got to be more fucking rational than Donald Trump. Because we turn in a corner, even though the numbers are going up and up and up. Like, people are being affected.
As it was during the hype.
No, actually, they are not.
It's close.
We have an average of 1,000 people dying a day just from the COVID. Just from right now, we have not even hit winter time yet. And
That's what I'm saying. Like, the numbers, yo, like, even where I'm at, bro, like, the cases are increasing by the hundreds by the day. Like, just on the daily report, they by the day. So, it's only, and it hasn't even really got cold yet. It's just starting to get cold.
Right, that's my thing. When it gets cold, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so that doesn't bode well. You know, like it that's not a good look, bro. Under no circumstances. Either way, I don't give a fuck how you slice it, man. What the fuck is you doing, Lil Wayne? You out here looking a whole ass fool, bro. You already look older than me and you like 10 years younger than me. You have not only fucked up your whole face, you done fucked up your brain. Your shit is marshmallow at this point. You doing this photo op with Trump is only helping his goofy ass. You should be banned from blackness at this point. Somebody should remove your melanin. Your shit should be demelanized. We should be able to revoke your shit. We should have a vote. And I guarantee you that we should have a rule that if we can get 70% of black folks to revoke somebody's melanin, that we can literally revoke their melanin. And it's quite a few people outside of Lil Wayne, but Lil Wayne, you come to mind right now because we got 1 week, not even a whole week before the election, and you doing this goofy shit talking about he's going to fuck Trump is not going to do shit but play your ass. He plays his own people. His boy sitting in jail right now. You know why? Because he don't give a fuck. He got a couple people that he could have pardoned, and he didn't. Because he don't give a fuck about them. His lawyer, the dude that got his ass out of a lot of shit over the years. Where he at? In the joint. Like, come on, bro. Home. Who?
Cohen.
Is he?
Yeah, he home.
Oh shit! I didn't know that. Whatever the case is, you get the point. Apparently, I was wrong. But then, so he went to jail and they let him out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, but your boy could have got him off of that shit. You know, like I'm sitting up here watching. There was a senator in Arizona. I forget the lady's name, who was just a real jerk. I'm not going to lie, but a huge Trump supporter. And I guess the numbers started swaying against him in Arizona, and she's up for reelection. So somebody asked her, you know, did she still support him? And she was kind of waffling on that. Well, when he went out to Arizona recently, he introduced a senator from Utah. He introduced a senator from some other state. And gave them glowing reviews. And when it came time to introduce her, he was like, hurry up and get out here. You got 1 minute to do your thing. and laughed at her. And this was at a rally publicly. Now, if he'd do some white lady like that, the fuck you think he gonna do to your goofy ass, Lil Wayne? Like, oh, come on, man. They need to take your ass back to Louisiana and hide you somewhere. Baby, where the fuck are you? Slim, where the fuck are you? You know, the whole Cash Money camp. Drake, call your mans. He out here wilding, he tripping, and he making us all look bad. Take that shit back home, man. Anyway, I have not heard anything back, bro. And I, quite honestly, I got shit to do.
Yeah, let's just wrap it up.
Yeah, we definitely about to do that, man. So hey, we were supposed to have Mac and Cheese on the show. Mac and Cheese, unfortunately, it ain't gonna happen. Shout out to Configure for showing up all the way from fucking another country on the other side of the planet, the UK. That was dope. Shout out to Arrested Development. Shout out to Public Enemy. I would say shout out to Black Thought, but I won't. What you got? Any? You got what's your shout outs, bro?
Yo, man. Shout out to Keys Development. Shout out to the Gangster. Shout out to the city of Philly, man. We stand with you. Once again, you know, another black man murdered. Some guy give, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. Some guy change.
Yeah.
Some guy change, man. Like,
And our condolences. I'm sorry to cut you off, bro, but our condolences go to Freeway's family.
Freeway and Oskino. Yeah, you know, our condolences to your family.
Absolutely.
Pray for your comfort. And outside of that, man, yo, subscribe to the YouTube, please. Subscribe and share. Check us out next week. We got another dope show. So follow me on IG at Striving for Perfection _43. And that's it, man. We're all on next week.
All right. Did you shout out 300 gangsters?
that's a fact.
All right.
So shout out 300 gangsters 2 times, yo. You know what I mean? You know, shout out everybody that's trying to do their thing. Anybody trying to do something positive, man. You know? Times is really tough right now, and you don't know what the next person is going through. So, like, my advice, yo, I give to everybody, man, yo, like, walk with understanding. You know what I'm saying? Walk with humility. Like, it's different. It's a different type of energy, man, but, like, yo, it paid dividends. So, I ain't gonna hold you. Like, that's like, I'm like, I'm making a daily goal to pay dividends to me, man. So like, it's always about kind of elevate growth. So like, that's it.
No doubt, man. And make sure you check out the websites emeraldshell.com if you want some custom jewelry. If you want to get one of these Goons to Gods hoodies, go to liberationmindedmedia.com. We only got the one picture up there, but we can do pretty much any color. You just let us know what you want. Shipping is free. Rest in peace to my mother and my father, man. Definitely, I'm missing y'all. Love y'all. Again, our condolences to Oskino and Freeway, man. Can't even imagine the pain that y'all going through. Shout out to my daughters, man. Apple, Angel, and Jin Jin. I love y'all with everything. Shout out to my wife, man. You are my hero. You definitely are just a superwoman, phenomenal. So when you listen to the show in the next 5 or 6 years or so, I did good. And look, we rich now. Anyway, and shout out to my nephew, man. I never shout out my nephew, man. Shout out to you. I'm trying to think. Oh. Don't forget, man. Go get some Uncle Nearest, man. Premium whiskey. Shit's fire, man. And I'm not just saying that because I got some. Well, yeah, actually, I am saying that because I got some. Shit was pretty good. Other than that, man, we out of here. Shout out to Mac and Cheese, wherever y'all at, man. Peace to y'all. Peace to the Gilly Wallow Slim. And that's what we actually we supposed to have Slim on the show next week. And that is Gilly and Wallow's consultant. Been rocking with them for a minute. So that should be pretty dope. Other than that, man, shout out to you, Ron. We out.
All right, bro. Hey.